What up, though? It's your boy CB. That is Chill B, and this is the Chill Bravado Podcast. And we're going to falk around and find out that the Falcons are out of the playoffs. Eliminated. We found that out. We get it. We end the season 7-10. We get it. It happens. But also, we also have to make sure we point out that we woke up and we seen that on 12:01 Monday morning, right after midnight, Arthur Smith was, you know, relieved of his coaching duties. I'm not laughing because a man lost his job. I kind of was hinting at that if he had that late season collapse like it was being reported, he would definitely be out of here. But if he was to make the playoffs, I think that the, you know, reporting around it, Arthur Blank wanted any reason to keep him around. And then you go out and your team gets smacked by the Chicago Bears. Justin Fields on the field, so that makes, you know, that's an extra stink and slap in the face of the Falcon fans. And then you go out and have your rival beat you 48-17 after being tied 17 at halftime. Amazing, right? What does that tell you? You know, that tells you that the ending was definitely a collapse. You lost to the guy who everybody has been trying to place on your franchise in Justin Fields. And then you lose to your most heated and hated rivalry. And not only did you lose in a blowout, but then they got in the victory formation. And they went and got them a W and a touchdown for Williams, the running back. And to give Dennis Allen some type of credit, he said he sent them in victory formation. Jameson, the team, decided on themselves and went rogue and said that they were going to get their guy a touchdown. So you risk coming off the ball, maybe injuring a player on the other team just to get your guy a touchdown. And then you eventually get eliminated from the playoffs anyway. So I find this to be hilarious. I find this to be funny. Is James doing James things? He had a speech, and I know you guys have probably seen it if you follow the football world, because everybody out there was so outraged. They didn't care about the game. It was the ending of the game that got the headlines. And Arthur Smith, I mean, if he would have showed this type of passion throughout the season, I would be a little more upset that he got fired. But, man, he went Cat Williams. He went Def Comedy Jam. He went out there, and he let D.A. know. And then his assistant coach said some things that I would not dare say on this here airwave. And I'm old school, man. And I was raised on the Richard Pryor's, the Eddie Murphy's, the Red Foxes. And I'm telling you, the Rudy Ray Moore. Shout out to all those guys. Robin Harris. Yeah. The assistant coach came out. It sounded like it was old school of Def Comedy Jam, man. And Arthur Smith did not miss a beat. And he let him know and dropped a couple of those F-bombs and all those things. And I was like, whew. The microphone picked it all up. But Dennis Allen wanted no smoke. He understood. He apologized. But I understand it. You go out and you get fired. You get fired. This is your last hurrah with the team. And that's kind of a terrible way to go out. Like, let's get serious. It's a terrible way to go out and be remembered. But we have to move on as a team, as an organization. And in the weeks coming up, we'll get into more details of these head coaches. Head coach candidates is Ben Johnson, the Lions offensive coordinator. Eric B., Bienemy, Commanders, OC, Jim Harbaugh, national champion, Michigan head coach. Yuck. I say yuck because Bill Belichick, for some reason, has popped up. He's on there. Todd Monken from the Ravens offensive coordinator. Joe Brady, familiar name. The Bills OC. Ryan Nielsen, our very own defensive coordinator. Frank Smith, the Miami offensive coordinator. And now that Mike Vrabel has been fired, now he's linked. It seemed like Bill Belichick was so heavily linked to us. Now Mike Vrabel is so heavily linked to us. And then you have the Texans OC. I'm not going to mention his name. Bobby Slowick. Well, I'm slow because I don't know how to say his name. But you have these guys and there's several others out there. But these are kind of the main guys that I'm looking at as of right now. You know, coach first, I guess, right? When we come back, we'll discuss. Are we going to go coach first? Are we going to, you know, since we're keeping the GM, Terry Fontenot seems to be fine. Scary Terry is still in the building. And then, you know, we'll discuss you know, what kind of do we really need to focus on? Because some people will say we're only a quarterback away from being, you know, in contention of making some noise to get in the playoffs again. I, on the other hand, don't feel that way. And I'll let you know about it next. All right, we are back. Falcon Round to find out the off-season edition already for us, but the playoffs are right around the corner, so I'm looking forward to the matchups, wild cards, and all that. I'm really, really looking forward to seeing the Baltimore Ravens when they get some action, who they'll face. I'm interested in seeing what the 49ers are going to do. These are the two teams that are not playing in the wild card round, but they have my attention, and I'm intrigued to see what they look like. Everybody's going to be kind of looking at the Eagles as they limped in, you know, Buffalo Bills. It's a lot going on. But for us, the Falcons, we're sit and wait mode. Arthur Smith, the ink is probably dry now, finally, that he is gone, which is fine. You know, it happens. And everybody's now saying that we must get the coach that will find us our franchise quarterback. This is true to some degree. I don't really say he has to find, you know, our franchise quarterback, but he has to do more than that. You have to be able to develop a quarterback. You have to be able to get a staff that's going to have play calls, that's going to fit and have us, you know, going in the right direction offensively, fix the offensive line issues and defensive line issues, as well as just win. I mean, like, that's what it really boils down to. I don't want to get into too many details because we're going to have a lot of time in the offseason to break down all the details. I'm trying to hold back all my thoughts. But we found out that Ritter is not it. We knew that Heinicke was never it. And it cost Arthur Smith his job. You know, people are wanting Terry Fontenot to get fired as well, but it might. It depends on who the coach is. And I just want to go on a little mini rant on Bill Belichick. If you have to give up draft compensation to get Bill Belichick, I'm all the way out. I do not want to give up draft picks for an old coach who's going to come in, probably fire GM. He has not drafted well. He's not the guy. We haven't seen him be good since Tom Brady left. Not saying that he's not the GOAT coach and the greatest coach ever, and there's rumors that he just wants to, you know, keep coaching until he passes the all-time witty coach list, you know, go to number one on that. So I don't want to be the team that lets him just kind of walk into that goal. Nah, I'm not a real big fan of that. So that's the biggest thing. Who is our head coach going to be? Because when we find out who our head coach is going to be, then it's going to switch to the quarterback situation, which is going to include Fields and a trade for him. It's going to include things like Kirk Cousins. If Arthur Smith is still here, I'll be scared of the Ryan Tannehills and the Kirk Cousins, but it depends on which OC we get. Like Ben Johnson, as much as people want to, you know, rank him as number one option, which I'm not mad at, but he'll probably want a veteran quarterback. I have not seen any history that shows he's a quarterback developer, but he's a hot commodity. You know, it's, you know, Eric Bieniemy. We haven't heard anything about him yet as being a candidate, but we know that he's going to be on that list. Minority Report, you know. So I don't really want to talk about the coaches individually just yet, but we just want to get those names out there. But coach first, is quarterback next? Has to be, right? Is it going to be in the draft? Is it going to be in free agency? We just have to wait and see. But we have other problems. We're not a quarterback away from fixing this team. So I say you need edge. You need DBs, you need receiver, and you need offensive and defensive line. What do you mean we need DBs? Yes, we need DBs. I think Jeff Okuda might be re-signed, you know, as a depth piece because they really didn't. They fell out of love with him as the season went on. And Clark Phillips has proven that he is not an outside corner. He's more of a slot guy, zone guy. He got picked on heavily in that Saints game, which is fine. He's a rookie. But I just don't see him being a reliable outside, you know, guy. AJ Terrell can only exclusively play outside. He played relatively well most of the season. The last 2 weeks were not his best weeks.
last game, he just got kind of got caught, you know, and with a good throw by Derek Carr. And I will say that Derek Carr had probably his best game of the season against us in the last game of the season. So that's going to really put him in a position where he'll still be around next year. And I hope he is, because I'm not like overly upset that they did the victory formation thing. Like, don't get it twisted. I get it. The players should be upset. I know part of the fan base is. I'm not overly upset, but I just know that when that karma turns around and when it's time to get some get back, the Saints know it's coming. At some point in time, it's going to happen. You know? So, I'm going to have the victory formation when it happens again. And we get to have the last laugh. Hee hee and ha ha. But I don't really have a lot to add, because we just got a long off season. So I just want to, you know, get your head right, let you know, head coach gone. We're going to have an interesting time finding out who that next guy is going to be. Hopefully it's not an old guy. Jim Arbeck is known to be a program starter, booster, and kind of a jerk in the behind the scenes. You see what happened with San Francisco and all that, but we'll see what happens there. You know, I'm more just ready to get the head coach in so we can see which direction the team is going to go, because I have no idea. I don't think anybody has any idea who's sitting on the couch watching it, like us, like me, like we. And that's all I got, man. So we're gonna fuck around and find out this all season. Ending 7-10. We'll talk about, you know, Bijan and Drake and Kyle Pitts and all these guys later. We got plenty of time in the offseason to do player evaluations and the season evaluations and defense. You know, Calais Campbell will get a lot of love from me just for being able to stick it out for the majority of the season. You know, hopefully we'll talk about some, you know, contract reconstruction, some guys who we can cut, casualties, you know, to get, save some money. We should have a lot of money. We as in the Falcons, not we and me. I don't have the money, but, you know, we'll see how they spend their money. So that's it. Chill Verado Podcast. That is your boy. Falcon around to find out. We here. How did we get here? We were not supposed to be here. I think we were. It's okay. 7-10 season. Falcon around to find out.